Sunday was a relief for you. It was a relief for me, relief for the players, relief for the coaches. Heck, it was a relief for anyone who has ever followed Beaver hockey. Midgey State finally got a three-point win. It took them 9 tries. They finally got back into the winning column with a 2-1 win at St. Thomas last Sunday. College hockey's hard. A few weeks back, a lot of you were surprised that Northern Michigan swept Bemidji State. Didn't surprise me. Didn't surprise the coaches. Didn't surprise the players. Welcome to college hockey in 2025. The margins have never been tighter. I know that's cliche. I know that's hard to comprehend. I know that it's hard to accept. But it's a plain fact. College hockey is hard. Everyone out to get you every single night. Let's not forget Bemidji State was the McNaughton Cup champion a year ago. They've been the hunted all year. Last Sunday was about time. Let's talk about time and timing. Bemidji State scored first last Sunday, scoring on the power play midway through the first. Took just 6 seconds on the power play. Beavers on her tail power play. Casper Magnuson from the near side wall goes to the far post. About ankle high, just off the ice. Casper gives Bemidji State a 1-0 lead. Clean face-off win. To the point, Parekh to Casper into the net. Going into last Sunday, the Beavers were 6-2-2 in scoring first. They're now 7-2-2. When they don't score first, Beavers are 2-11-2. Playing with a lead matters for this team. Let's get back to talking about time. St. Thomas scored midway through the third period, tie the game up at 1-1. It took Eric Martin and the Beavers just 44 seconds to regain the lead, this time for good. Eric Martin, a drive from the right circle! Up over the far shoulder, stick side of Trotter, and Bemidji State goes back up by 1. Martin just camped out in the right faceoff dot and buries it. I'm on a tight rope. Don't go, go. It's about time. It's about. A relief? No doubt. A year ago, about this time, Bemidji State went on a magical run to end the season. They won the McNaughton Cup because of it. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the McNaughton Cup again this year, but this team, even this year's freshmen who weren't even here last year, believe they can do it. Believe they can go on a run again. The Beavers, Luke Roloff.
We have, what, 9, 10 seniors, you know, a couple included fifth years, but, and then we got, you know, 6, 7 juniors. It's like, yeah, we have a lot of experience on this team, you know, guys that have played in those big time games. And even, you know, the sophomores, like they were there last year too. They've seen what it takes, and, you know, they've just been really emphasizing that to, you know, me and the freshman class. And, you know, I think every guy in that room believes it, so I think we can, yeah, for sure.
Last Sunday was time. Time for a win. A regulation win and 3 points. Time now to go on a winning streak. One of the classic baseball movies, Major League, manager Lou Brown says, all right, we won a game yesterday. If we win today, it's called 2 in a row. If we win again tomorrow, it's called a winning streak. It has happened before. See if the Beavers can get on one starting tonight. Quarter Bar pregame show next. Beavers and the Ferris State Bulldogs here on the Beaver Radio Network.